Weird one on 131060. Do you feel like your house has a target on it?
Yeah. Been in our house for 3 years, guys. I'm just going to go through half of these things that have happened in the last 3 years. Someone's peed under our doormat and then replaced it twice. Dog poo in our yard for backyard, 6 months. Car mirror kicked off twice. Man was in the yard this week. Someone turned off our power on the holidays. Our sandpit's been slashed. Our old car door was kicked in and we've been egged twice on our balcony. That's half of it.
That's scary. You've got small children in the house. Have you ever gone, we're getting out of here? The house is cursed.
I mean, that nothing really yet has compromised their safety. If anything did compromise their safety, we would be out of there in a heartbeat.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not easy to just move
no,
house.
No, I know, but that list is so long. I'd just be like, I can't deal with this crap anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh. Jacinda is in Terralba. Good morning, Jacinda.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Are you feeling Nick? Are you do you feel like everyone else has a target on it?
Not my house at the moment. I've actually moved from a said house with the target on it. So I used to live in Metford, in one of the nicer areas, if you will. And when I initially moved in there, it was really good, really quiet street. And then one day I went out onto my back patio and was going to use my iPod dock and noticed that it was missing. I thought, that's really weird. Anyway, whatever. Didn't really think much of it. I thought, okay, maybe someone's just flogged out of my backyard or my patio. And then my...
Oh.
Jacinda, you there?
You there? Jacinda, you there? Oh, no, we're getting to the good part.
I know. Well, we can see here that her car used to get egged all the time. So she had those robberies and the car used to get egged all the time.
Yeah.
That's awful.
How's the target on it?
Michelle in Maryland, do you feel like your house has a target on it?
Hey, guys. No, it was when I was in high school and living at home with my family. Our house, we had about a six-month stint where our house would be egged. We would have prank phone calls where they would say nothing, or we would just get music played through the phone. Oh. We had two dead fish left in our mailbox.
Oh, gosh.
We had the car flower bombed. Then it escalated and it actually got petrol bombed, so it had petrol poured over and set alight.
What?
We had a motorbike, like we had cars that would drive up on like the front grass and do like burnouts. And this is in a nice family area, nothing out of the ordinary. And but yeah, it was about 6 months. We ended up even having the police out the front of our street monitoring it to see, you know, if they could catch anyone or work out what was happening. I actually even got egged myself when I went out to put garbage in the bin one day. Like, it was hectic.
Oh, my God.
And then it just stopped.
What?
Do you know, like, don't name names, obviously, but do you know who lived in there before you?
My parents built it. My parents have lived there for, like, I'm in my 30s, so they've lived there for, like, 40 years.
Wow.
And they built it, and it's, like, it's in, you know, just a nice family neighbourhood. There's a park across the road. There's nothing. And, like, my parents are just lovely people. They work. There's nothing out of the ordinary. But for 6 months, it was absolute, and it started really small, and then it just escalated.
Yeah, it's one thing to find a dead goldfish in your letterbox. It's another thing to get your car petrol bombed. But then for it to stop out of nowhere.
Yeah,
maybe they got the wrong place.
With the fish?
Yeah. Hey, guys, we've been petrol bombing and putting fish in the wrong house.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. And like, it seems like it's just random. They do it to one house. They just target a house and just move on.
What the hell?
Yeah. You're not alone.
Does that make you feel better?
Well, sort of.
I
wish this sort of stuff would stop, but it's good to not feel alone.
Yeah.
You haven't been petrobombed yet, so, you know, don't cry.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, God.
Oh, jeez.